Be'ezah Shem Mizbech, we begin Perek Shlish in the third chapter in the Rambam Sichas came the laws of vessels as it relates to the laws of impurity, Nesif, and Tahara, Book of Purity, where in this Perek we discussed regarding also continuing what type of vessels are Mekabel Tumah, specifically those that are made to be stationary and those that are meant to be moved, in therefore qualifying if it's Mekabel Tumah or not. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding these wooden vessels that are meant to be stationary. Kol Kli Eitzah Asur L'Nachas. Any wooden vessel that's meant to be stationary, meaning to be left in one place and not to move from place to place, even if it only is a receptacle for very little, and therefore actually you could even move it when it's full, still, it's not going to contract tumah, because as we're going to explain, because the wooden vessels are compared to a sack, a sackcloth, which has to be able to be moved, and the full and empty, but the objective is that it's moved. And therefore, here where it's meant to be stationary, it's not a kabbal tumah loy min atayr, but loy min divrei seifim, not for biblical, not for rabbinic law. Now, however, v'chol kli eitz, but any wooden utensil ha'asul listal tumah l'verdekin kasak that is meant to be moved full and empty like a sackcloth, then afilah ha'yamachzik meisod, and even if it's huge, that it contains 100 saw, and vav bishesh leshalayim, even if it has a base, which generally would be something that you want to be able to keep it in its place. But in asal nachas, since it's not meant to be stationary, then it's going to be receptive to tumah from biblical law, kashar kibble like all other receptacles. Now, b'cholki etru stam, any wooden vessel that's unspecified, it wasn't designated for either way. So, so if there's a base, if there's a bottom that the container could sit on it to be on the ground, kadesh lehi noich l'skalgo, so that it won't easily roll around. And it contained 40 sa, which is a measurement by liquid, which that's actually 60 sa of dry goods, which it could contain more because of the heap of solids more than that of liquids. So in a kabbal tumah klal, that's not going to be receptive to tumah, not lemon, not tevah, lemon, not from biblical, not from rabbinical law. The reason that is, we could presume that it's meant to be stationary because it's so big and it has a base and it contains so much. Therefore, we can presume it's meant to be stationary. And these are words of tradition. As Rambam explains, from tradition they learned that it's in the same pasuk, the kliyetz and the kli and the sak. Masak, just like a sackcloth, that it's moved when it's full and when it's empty. And that's the purpose of a sackcloth. Av kliyetz, so to a wooden vessel, it's not going to contaminate, unless it's something that was moved full and empty. To exclude that of the wooden vessel, which is meant to be stationary. Now, halacha beis, now, regarding vessels that we could presume that they're meant to be stationary. Kugoyin, for example, shida, which is a carriage that they carry women in, which is carried by people. Or teva, or box, or migdal, which is a type of a closet that's put food and vessels inside of there. V'kaver sakash, and a beehive, not real beehive, but it's that of that shape that's made out of straw, v'kaver sakonim, or beehive made out of reeds. Uvar Svina Gedailo, and the water reservoir, the pit that's on a large boat, which goes to great distances, or things similar like that, which we presume that they're meant to be stationary. Imhe Machzikim Arbam Sa, if they contain 40 Sa, then Ema Kabotum is Amakabotum, again, because we're presuming that it's Asla Nachas. Now, the Elohim Akelim Shal Eitz, and the following of wooden vessels, Shemasuim Lehistaltabim Eloim, that no, they're actually meant to be moved when they're full. Hence, they have a different halacha. Dardur, which is a large wooden barrel that's put on a wagon, which they would transport water inside of it. Shemanicha noisa ala gola, that you put on the wagon. And v'kustos hamalachim, which is this large box that would made these containers to put in food and drink, where the kings, when they would travel, they would take along provisions for many days. That container. And v'arevas ha'abdon, which was a large mixing bowl, which the craftsmen would soak the leather there for the processing of it. Ubor Svina Ketana, and the reservoir of a small boat, Sheinichoy Lahalach B'Emtza Yamagola, cannot go in the middle of the large seas, which these are things that are moved when they're full, V'aron, and a coffin. So Kol Echad Mechamesh Kalei Eitz Elu, so any one of these five vessels, wooden vessels we mentioned, even if they contain more than 40 sa, they will be mekabel tumah. Meaning, although we said that we could presume certain things that if they're more than 40 sa, they're meant to be stationary. But here, these things are meant to be moved, even when they're full. So even if it's more than 40 sa, it's still going to be makabel tuma. Now, ashar kleiets, kol kleiets, and regarding all other wooden vessels, imhoi makabel mabarim sa, if they contain 40 sa, v'yeshlem shalim, there's a base. Well, then chaskasim shenam asum l'sadim l'lim. Then we could presume that's not meant to be moved when it's full. Well, if we gachem makabel tuma, there is not makabel tuma. And the same thing, b'chein kleiets, and same thing applies to boneware. Because as the Rambam said in Parak Alf, has the same halacha like kli eitz, kli ur, and leather vessels, and makab mabam sabalach, if they contain 40 saw of liquid, in makab tumah, then not makab tumah, because we presume that it's meant to be stationary. Unless it was made with that on purpose to be moved when they're full. And again, that's the primary criterion, if it's stationary or moving, not so much the measurement, it's just that if we don't know, we could presume in certain cases that that would what qualified as metaltal or as asal nachas to be stationary. Now the Rambam says Aloha Gimel regarding glassware. Hashidav, Ateva, Mamigdal, regarding these boxes, these containers, Shalzchuchas of glass. Habon, Bemida, that there this measurement of 40 sobalach, which is by lach, which is Karayim, by Yavish, where they're going to be Tahirin. There they're going to be Tar. Again, like we said, such a large thing is generally stationary. Ushar Kleischuchas, now, however, all, but that's regarding Hashidav, Ateva, Mamigdal. But Ushar Kleischuchas, regarding all other glassware, Avbisha Mikal Mabam, so although that they are the size of 40 so, Hadehim Mikal Batumah is still thinking of Mikal Batumah. Now, the reason for that is because the Shida, the Teva, and the Migdal are made out of thick glass, so they're very heavy. So they're not meant to be moved. The other glassware are not so thick. So even if they're 40 so, they're still movable. And the Bezechim Mikleischuchas Mimikleyates, and this is stringency that applies to glassware over that of woodenware, where even though it's over 40 so, those glassware are going to Mikal Batumah. Halacha Dalet continues regarding how to measure the volume, which we said is the benchmark for saying if it's asla nachas or not. So kol kli, any vessel, shesh bishiburai, that has in its volume, ama lama berum sholish, an amma squared, in its length and its width, with a height of 3 ammas, hadei ha-machzik abam sabalach, that could contain 40 sa by liquid, which that's a well-known measurement regarding that of a mikvah, 40 sa, which are the measurements of a person. Now, when you measure the vessel, you measure it from the outside, from the exterior. In other words, if it has an amma squared by 3 ammas high, even though the inner part, the internal part, it has less than that because you have to take away the dimensions of the actual material, still, it's going to be tar, because the thickness of the walls do not diminish from this measurement of 40 sa. Now, aval overhead a galayim, but the breadth, the width, the thickness of the legs of Aviazer and the breadth of the border, im hoylezer, if it did have a border, einim dodemoy, that would not be measured together with it for the halacha of 40 sa, to then make it into something that's stationary and not makabel tuma. Halacha hey, hayibatecha kli, if inside the vessel was a teva katana, was a small box, kagoyim muchnish batecha shid, like for example, a drawer in a chest. So bisman shinishmet, if it's something that's movable, removable, so einim dedesimot, so it's not measured with it, and it's not going to have the qualification for making up the measurement of containing 40 sa. And also the inechibula, neither is it considered connected to it. So if let's say the chest becomes tummy, the draw is not going to be, and so too in the reverse. And also another related halach is veinim atzelzimot by lames. It's not going to stay with it in a tent where there's a mess in that same room, because it's qualified as its own kli, and it doesn't have the halachas of the other one to be considered as if it was saved with it, if it has that parameters of saving what's inside of it. But if it's not removable, then it's measured with it for the halacha 40 sa, but it's also considered like one vessel of all the other halachas. Halacha above, kli kisu kamer. If the vessel had type of a dome that covers over the vessel, which is not just a pot cover, but it's like covering over the whole thing. So bismanchu kavu, when it's permanent, so nimdad imma, so then it's measured with it. And it's considered part of this measurement of the 40 sa. In a kibbutz, if it's not permanent, then in nimdad imay, it's not measured with it to qualify the halachic status of this vessel. Hayibay meguris, if there were drawers, mibifnim, that was opening up inside, nimdad imay, then it's measured with it. Hayibay mechutz, but if let's say it was on the outside, like generally, like our drawers, which open up to the outside, and it's sticking out, then in nimdad imay, then it's not measured with the rest of the chest to have the halacha of 40 sa. Allah Hazan Kitiz, what happens if there's a vessel that's tilted? Kli eitz, if there's a wooden vessel, she'inim a kabbal abram sokedak, it cannot contain 40 sa in its normal way. Elim kin hito al tida, unless if it's tilted on its side. Or smoch with a bach, or it's supported by something else. Hoyim a kabbal abram sokedak, but still, ultimately, at the end of the day, it could contain 40 sa. Sentard's tar, it's considered as that which is stationary, not movable. Halacha ches, hashid v'ateva, regarding these different types of boxes and containers. Shenitla achas meregleim, that these chests, that if one of the legs were taken away, even though it did not develop a hole where it was broken, it could still contain, it could still receive the things that are put inside of it. They're going to be tahar. Why? Because they still have a base. And again, the presumption is that they're still meant to be stationary as they were, and therefore it's still going to remain tahar.